There is nothing wrong with your radio. Do not attempt to adjust it. We are controlling transmission. We will control the frequency. For the next 3 hours, sit quietly and we will control all that you hear. You are about to participate in a great adventure.
Now, more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, present Jack Ebling and Tom Crawford.
Great morning, Mid-Michigan. Jack Ebling here with Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. High school football season over for the vast majority of schools. In the state of Michigan, we are now down to 64 teams left playing in 8 classes. District champions crowned last night and a couple still today. But for the most part, high school football in the rearview mirror, except for the playoffs. And then we have, of course, college football now getting into the home stretch and the NFL season just about half done, Tom.
Yeah, the high school thing is it's painful. For I can say that on a personal level. I took, you know, we went up to Central Michigan last night, my son, two of his teammates, and the pain is still in their voice about that loss to DeWitt. And DeWitt, hey, what did they do? They advanced last night.
Right.
And that's a good team. And is that the game that you were at, Jack?
That's where I was. Got off to a fast start. We'll talk with Rob Zimmerman at 8:35, but team took that 14-0 lead, and by the time Mason realized what happened, DeWitt played a very good game, though, and they are so versatile. Well, you saw DeWitt last week.
Nathaniel Deek, that guy is a load. Mm-hmm. He's hard to tackle. Then you have the passing game combined with that. When you have that balance, we've talked about that all season long, it's tough to knock that out.
And the Higbees are amazing. Caleb Higbee made big play after big play, and Jacob Higbee. It wasn't an easy night to kick the football.
Oh, it was bitter cold. Hey, trust me, I was outside last night. You were, I assume, inside.
Certainly was.
And a non, but those press boxes aren't heated, no. But they're body heated.
But
your body heat.
I said that one time.
Warm the press box.
That a press box isn't exactly heated, and I slept in the garage that night. It's one of those deals. It really doesn't go over very well.
It's not heated at the high school level. It's not heated.
But a lot of congratulations to a lot of programs in the area. Sexton, big comeback win last night. Talk about a gutsy call. And we've seen a few of them this year.
Oh, the fake punt deal?
They're down 14-6 at their own 20.
Yeah.
At their own 20. Fake punt, touchdown.
Danny Bogan, riverboat gambler.
I didn't associate him with that kind of a call. That was a great call.
It's a great call. Well, it's great execution.
How about Williamston?
Yeah, they're good. They're good. And you know, preceding it, we haven't even seen each other in a long time.
I think you plan it this way, don't you? Yeah.
No, but I mean, we haven't even talked that much. We've
had other things going on. A lot of things going on.
But that Williamson team, you know, I had going into that Catholic Central game, I had a lot of people telling me Williamson's going to take Catholic Central out big time. And they did.
I didn't hear that they were going to take them out big time. I heard they were going to beat them.
I heard big time. You told me that.
I heard big time was going to take some revenge.
I'm not going to identify him, but a lot of people will know a lot about high school football.
I think okay. I know one of them.
Well, I'm just telling you. And, boy, they did. And that team's going to go far. I'm really curious to see how far they get.
You know, the first memory of that was when the fifth quarter had their special and Sunday night. It was basically a special. They devoted almost the whole show. Sports Overtime, that's what it was, to the selection show. And the reaction of the Williamston kids was unlike any other group. It wasn't just that they were in. It wasn't just that they saw their name. It's who they were going to play.
No, you know what it was? It was a look of hunger that, you know, we got some business to take care of.
Yeah.
And they took care of it
And they took care of a really good Lansing Catholic team.
Yeah.
One that's going to be unbelievable next year. I mean, that team is going to be incredible.
Look out. They are going to be so much fun to watch offensively.
But Ithaca, the number one ranked team in the state in Division 6. Now, that's a little bit north for us, but our signal still gets up there strong.
Oh, yeah.
You drove to Mount Pleasant.
Yeah.
You come back.
Yeah.
You know, during the day, you hear it very well up there.
Oh, absolutely.
How about Fulton? You know, they started 2-3. 2-3.
Yeah.
And, of course, they finished 3 games out.
So that means you have to run the table, literally, unless you sneak in there at 5-4.
When you are 3 games behind your league leader, and then you beat that league leader, and then you beat a 10-0 team, you're doing something right, and we know what John Winkler's teams
do, these programs just keep doing it because they got the template down. The coaches, the program has a template down. Yeah. You just bring in new kids, you get them buying the system, and boom, it happens.
So before we get your treatise on Michigan defense, tell us what you saw last night at Central Michigan. You saw a heck of a game.
It was a great game, great experience. Very cold, I'll tell you what. But you know, I hadn't been to a CMU game, and I'm trying to think way back. It might have even been, you know, late 70s, early 80s. Kelly Short Stadium hadn't been around for very long. It might have been called Perry Short Stadium at that time.
That's right.
Last time that I was up there. But great excitement. The Central Michigan student body brings it. They're excited. They're happy. They're a little lubed.
Were they there early? Did they stay late?
Well,
such an exciting finish.
Yeah,
too.
And it was a great game. And I you know, it's D1, legitimate D1, and it's a great school. My daughter goes there, and I took Cody up there and two of his teammates, Tyler Tucker.
How did they like it?
They liked it. You know, they did the little recruiting gig, got the tour, and
Dan Enos was nice to you.
Well, I stayed away from that. I don't want to be involved in that stuff. But
you were the chauffeur.
I was a chauffeur. Yeah, and it was great. And
Tina went with you.
She met me there later.
Okay.
Yep. And it was fun. But the most satisfying thing on that whole night was seeing two great Lansing area kids, Mitch Sajak, who's been in the studio.
That's right.
Classy kid. You know, and he's starting at Western Michigan, and then I see Mike Repos, my mom's neighbor over there, starting at right tackle for CMU. Two great kids, and enjoying the experience out there at D1, and that was a lot of fun to see that.
We have had quite a few players from this area go on to play.
Tyler Reed is on that team, too, for
Tyler
CMU.
Tyler Reed, that's
and he
right.
was a walk-on, now scholarship kid. It was senior night for him. Senior night for CMU was their last home game.
Right.
You know, well, strange last night, though, Jack. Western Michigan Central, pretty big rivalry.
Yeah.
Okay. Western doesn't even bring their band. Don't you think that's strange?
That is strange. You know, there were dueling bands last night with DeWitt and Mason, which was kind of a neat
thing. Well, you know why? DeWitt takes their band on the road.
They take trucks. I mean, when they unload their halftime show.
I hear you.
It's unbelievable.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yes, is this thing ever going to end? They're putting stuff on the field, you know.
Well, they take that, you know, at least a pep band when they play Hazlitt, and that's unusual in Michigan high school football to take. Yeah. Maybe in the old days they used to do that. And they obviously do that in Texas and
right.
in the South,
right?
But to take a band with them, so DeWitt has a huge commitment all the way. They get all the trappings around their high school football program.
Well, to go back to Mount Pleasant for a second, you know, we could have had a staff meeting last night. Dave Benton was there. He was surprised you were there. He didn't know you were there. Otherwise, he would have come over and brought gifts and food and things, but didn't know you were there.
Uh-huh.
And Scott Loomis, I believe, was there. He took out of here early yesterday, so I
assume. He's a Central grad,
Central
right?
guy, yeah. Mm-hmm. Central guy from Portage.
From Portage.
Which is right
by
near
Western.
Kalamazoo. Yeah, he's a couple miles from Kalamazoo.
Yeah.
He's probably 2 miles away.
Yeah.
And went up to
but
Central.
But the facility, I mean, they have an indoor practice facility. It's beautiful. I mean, it's like a Big Ten facilities up there.
Dan will do a good job there. Dan Enos will do a very nice job at that level. He's still learning the ropes, and he had a lot of reconstruction.
Well, a lot of reconstruction, obviously, you know, and the fact that, you know, this is his first year, and they've struggled like they haven't struggled in a long time. People
you don't
going,
think
What's
that with
on?
A program that's been as successful as Central has been, but you lose players. You got attrition. You got to replace them.
Absolutely.
You lose a guy like Dan LaFever. That's
the core of it, right? That shows you how good Dan LaFever is,
right?
You know, and so I tell you what, they got a kid on this team though who could play. Who could be Cody Wilson? He's out of Rochester Adams. This guy does everything.
Yeah, he's a good player. Very good player.
He's a second year. He's a sophomore, true sophomore. He started last year, and he could. Someone, Michigan State screwed up on not doing the beatdown on getting that kid in their program. He runs back kicks. He ran the Wildcat. Mm-hmm. And catches a ball in traffic and got a lot of speed.
All right. How many players did you see last night for Western and Central who could have started for the Michigan defense?
I'll just take the 11-person set on either side of the ball.
Seriously, would you have taken either one of those defenses over Michigan?
You know what? I'm not smart enough to figure that out.
I think I would.
I'm not that football savvy to figure out. These guys are better than these guys, but
would you rather have MAC level scholarship guys or Big Ten walk-ons? That's the question.
We haven't even talked about that Penn State nightmare last week, nor the Iowa game. I mean, we have so much to cover, but the Penn State game. I'm going to admit right up front. I'm going to do a confession right here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
First time in my life ever that I fell asleep watching a Michigan football game. It was just for briefly. It was about a 12, 14-minute increment of time. Okay? Your jaw is on the floor right now.
Wow.
I fell asleep. Now, granted, I had some things in my life going on last weekend.
Right.
And then I went to all-day thing at Albion College with my son and a couple teammates.
Well, here's a trivia question.
And I was tired.
What does Tom Crawford have in common with the Michigan linebackers? They both fell asleep last week.
I fell asleep, and then they made their little comeback, and I just couldn't believe myself. I've never done that in my entire life. That's how, at that moment, that's at that very moment, how irrelevant Michigan football was to me.
Yeah.
Because I was so tired.
Yeah, and you had other things going on. You know, the thing with that is it's bad if you do it watching TV. It's worse if you do it in the stands. It's really bad if you do it while you're out on the field. That's the worst part.
Well, I've never fallen asleep in the stands. I'll say that right now.
Oh, that's another challenge today.
Yes, yeah, to good. No, I mean, I don't even. My heart is not into.
No.
I was so cold last night. Now I'm going to get all cold all over again.
Hey, you're the one who wanted 52 degrees. It went right past 52.
Yeah.
It went from 72 to 32.
Last night it was crazy. I mean, that wind was blowing out of the north, and it was about 35 degrees, and we're not used to it yet.
No, absolutely not. We have a lot to talk about. Michigan State in action today, hosting the Minnesota Gophers, who have beaten the Spartans 3 in a row, believe it or not.
Yeah. In my wildest fantasies, I'm not going to chase that one down, okay? Gophers are going to go down by about 5-6 touchdowns today.
Well, you're going to have an exciting game in Ann Arbor. You should.
I hope Michigan's competitive today.
Oh, I think they'll be competitive. They can score on anybody. We'll see if they can score on
Illinois.
This Illinois
team's a lot better. I mean, than Michigan as far as playing. They're going to play on New Year's Day.
Yeah. We'll be back. We'll talk about those games and much, much more and a lot of other things to go over today. But we'll do that. We have a great list of guests. We're going to be talking with Rob Zimmerman at 8:35. Dan Dickerson at 9:05. Angelique Shingelis will be with us a little bit later from the Detroit News. Dr. John Braccio. And, a guy that you may remember. A very familiar name to those who've read the Lansing State Journal over the years. Former sports editor Jeff Rivers, now with the Minneapolis Star Tribune. And he's going to fill us in on the Gopher carnage and also the Minnesota Vikings, what's gone on there and what hasn't gone on there. All that and more. 393-3700, 393-3700. Coming up next, we'll be right back. The Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.